Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis with the wonderful Andrea Donsky. We are back together again. Woohoo! You've been listening the last couple of weeks. It's been me. You're like, where the heck is Andrea? Well, thank goodness she's back, and she and I are going to catch up and chat. All right, Andrea, tell us all the cool media you've been doing for Naturally Savvy.
Oh, yes. I have been definitely a busy bee, and it has been so awesome because I am so happy when I am doing this radio show, when I'm on television, and I am promoting the brands that I absolutely love. And you know what's funny, Lisa, is that when I came into this industry or I got into this industry so many years ago, my whole goal was to really find healthier brands, healthier options that we can feel good about using. And really, it came through in our book that we wrote on Junk Your Junk Food, and then also all the media tours that I do. And for those of you who are listening, you probably don't know that I do a lot of TV and media because we don't do a ton of promotion of it on the site. But I actually do. If you follow me on Instagram at Andrea Donsky and at Twitter, I do post them there. So I recently, I'm in the middle right now of doing a spring media tour. And we're talking about really looking at things like feminine hygiene, like Nature Care, who's an amazing sponsor and Naturally Savvy, you know, looking at things like tampons and pads and makeup wipes and wipes that we use, you know, on babies' bums, but wipes we can use for so many different things too. So making better choices when it comes to those products that we're using, personal care being one of the major ones.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that because a lot of people think it's about what you put in your body, which of course it is. But here on Naturally Savvy, we like to also talk about what you put on your body. And, you know, that feminine care is really important. I mean, you know where it goes, and you want to make sure it's not all full of chemicals.
It goes in your body too, right? I mean, tampons are going in your body, right? So I love that we think of it in terms of food, but it actually is being inserted into your body every single month. And we use a lot of them, right? So I think that people need to understand that conventional tampons and pads can have things like fragrances. Conventional tampons have half rayon, you know, rayon and cotton, whereas Nature Care is organic. It's 100% cotton. And there's been very little, you know, I don't think any, when it comes to TSS, the toxic shock syndrome, there's been no cases reported, or if there is, it's very little compared to conventional ones that contain rayon, because rayon actually can, bacteria can harbor on rayon. So,
I didn't know that.
It can, which is one of the causes. So I think the key is looking for healthy products and, you know, and again, you know, looking for healthy food and help, you know, just different things in general. So.
Well, we've got Carol Ault joining us now. I'm so glad Andrea and I got to chit-chat a bit. But Carol is here. We're going to be talking about her modeling days. And Carol, before I bring you in, I just want to say, you were always my favorite supermodel. You were at a time with lots of blonde, blue-eyed, and I thought, that Carol with that dark hair and those, I think, green eyes, I hope I got that right, is stunning. So anyway, so glad to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. I actually have blue eyes, but, you know, with lighting, it can turn green or gray, so you're half right or a third right.
Well, still, I like the dark hair with the blue eyes more than the blonde and the blue eyes. No offense to any blonde, blue-eyed listeners. All right, Carol, let's talk about food, because we've talked in the past, and I know that, especially in those days, you're modeling. A lot of models are smoking, living on coffee, not really taking care of themselves to keep in shape. So talk to us about your experiences.
Well, the thing is that the coffee and the cigarettes was to curb appetite because, you know, you're in a studio all day long and there's moments where you're sitting waiting while another girl's shooting her picture and you're bored and you want to pick. So instead of picking at the food that's laying around, you smoke cigarettes and you drink coffee. I mean, that's certainly why I drank coffee, because I was trying to lose weight. I mean, at 165 pounds or whatever I was at 5'8", I went down to 115 pounds. So, and I grew 2 inches.
Wow. So now, you know, Carol, is that, you know, I mean, I worked a little bit. This is Andrea now. I mean, I worked with models as a nutritionist. I had a modeling agency that had hired me to teach women how to eat properly. And I'm curious if you know, I don't know if you're still modeling now or, you know, if you think back to the days when you were, have things changed? I mean, are modeling agencies looking, they still only at the, you know, how these women look in terms of the thinness of it, or are they looking also at the nutrition and what they're eating, or are they still encouraging that type of eating behavior of cigarettes and coffee and no nutrition?
Well, that's a complex question. So let me first state a little story. I was backstage at one of the shows. My friend is a big designer. I was backstage at her show, and her boyfriend, who's a big photographer, turned to me and said, "Oh my gosh, you have to see this girl. She is so skinny. She's only got one side." I mean, we felt so sorry for her. We hired her. And I literally looked at him and I said, "You hiring her at that thinness sends a signal to the other girls that they have to be that thin in order to work." I said, "You're not really doing anybody any favors by saying this girl's so skinny, she's working." They don't think that you're thinking, "Oh, I feel so bad for her. She's so skinny," because all the girls are trying to be that thin. When I was coming up, I had trouble getting down to a size 4. The girls are size 2 and size 0 now. I really, really don't know how they do it, because I destroyed my health and have been on a pilgrimage in the last 20 years to restore my health. I really, really, really don't know how the girls do it today, getting down to size 2 or size 0. But for the designers, all of their clothing looks better on a thinner girl. So they're looking for girls that, A, suit their maybe androgynous style in a moment, right, or at this moment they want all blondes, or at that moment they want all brunettes, or whatever their overall look is, and then they look for the skinniest girls within that. So it sends a signal to the girls that they're not going to get hired unless they're skinny. It also sends a signal to the agency to make the girls as skinny as possible, because that's who's being hired. You know, I don't know, back in my day, nobody had any idea about nutrition at all. Nobody ever said to me, "Oh, go to a nutritionist and learn how to lose weight properly." I mean, I basically just stopped eating and was drinking coffee. That's really how I lost the weight. And then at one point, I just had no energy whatsoever. I had, my skin was turning, because when you don't nutrition yourself, I wasn't anorexic because I wanted to eat. And when I did eat, I didn't throw it up. I kept it down. But like, your skin changes. And I remember just looking at Nancy Donahue, who was one of those blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls you were speaking about before. And I said, "Nancy, like, how do you do it? How do you stay so skinny and have so much freaking energy?" And she looked at me and she said, "Nutritionist." I literally when's my next day off? I need to have, a morning or an afternoon off to go see a nutritionist. And they would begrudgingly gave me a few hours off to go see the nutritionist. But that's something they really think about.
I think, and it's interesting.
I just want to say one thing. I just wanted a disclaimer here. Some girls are naturally thin. Kate Moss was naturally thin. That heroin chic, she already was like that. So, some girls are naturally thin. But for the rest of us, it was a real struggle.
You know, Carol, again, unfortunately, we don't have that much time left. But I remember I was watching something on a show on the weekend, and there was this plus size model on. And my husband had made a comment saying that there was some controversy around her, that she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, I think. And I don't know exactly what the controversy was, but I guess it has to do with their weight. Talk a little bit about that, because I love that you said, you kind of looked at your friend, you're like, "What? Why are you hiring that person?" Because at the end of the day, we need to really change the whole, the look and feel of this, of when it comes to models and the size, I guess. But maybe really quickly, we only have a minute left, unfortunately.
I'm sorry, that's a really complex question, because first of all, my sister was one of the premier large size models. She like opened the gateway for all these other girls.
I love that.
So my sister's a large girl. But there's a difference between being a large girl and someone who is obese or overweight. And I don't agree with being obese or overweight, because there's some women who have small frames, they just have a lot of meat. And that, to me, is not healthy. My sister has a large frame and a little bit of meat. That makes her look heavy, but she's actually extremely healthy. So as long as somebody is healthy.
I love that you said that. We should interview your sister. I think she'd be interesting to speak to
definitely.
As well.
Definitely.
All right. If you learn more about Carol Alt at her website at carolalt.com, you can also follow her on Twitter at @ModelCarolAlt. Thanks, Carol, for being on the show as always. We love having you. I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @YourRadioMD. Thanks for watching.